And now, it's Gospel Time with Roger Boone. If you have special prayer requests or if you would like to be a part of this ministry, please send all correspondence to Roger Boone, 50 Boone Trail, Weaverville, North Carolina, 28787. And now, it's Gospel Time.
Church one day in his life, but Henry Clayton Parker saw the light. A man of little means, righteous in his deeds, he always knew the wrong way from the right. He believed salvation was something that you earn. Sunday mornings Henry could be found reading from the Bible to the people passing by, from apartments in the middle of the town. Some look for religion behind a stained glass cross, kneeling at the altar to find a peace with God. There's more than one way to be saved from Henry's point of view. You don't have to be inside a church when you got the church in you. You're in a holy place, anywhere you're talking to the Lord. If you live like Henry, it don't matter where you pray, heaven knows you'll get your just reward. Some look for religion behind a stained glass cross, kneeling at the altar to find a peace with God. There's more than one way to be saved from Henry's point of view. You don't have to be inside a church when you got the church in you. Some look for religion behind a stained glass cross, kneeling at the altar to find a peace with God. There's more than one way to be saved from Henry's point of view. You don't have to be inside a church when you got the church in you. There's more than one way to be saved from Henry's point of view. You don't have to be inside a church when you got the church in you.
Henry Clayton Parker is the title of the song, sung for you by Bradley Walker right here on It's Gospel Time. Well, hello, friends, and welcome to this edition of It's Gospel Time. I'm Roger Boone, going to be right here with you for a little while, and I want to thank you for taking your time to tune into It's Gospel Time. And, of course, we know there's only one way to heaven, and that's through and by the Lord Jesus Christ. But the song's got a whole lot of truth in it right there, because you don't have to go to church, go to heaven. You got to go to Christ. And if you get Christ in you, then you got the church in you, because he is the church. A whole lot of folk goes to the organized church, and they go two or three times a week, and they're not going to heaven because they don't have Christ in them. So I hope you listen to the message and the songs that we play, because I try to play songs with the message of the Lord Jesus Christ in them. And I'm a churchy person. I believe you ought to be in a Bible-believing, Bible-teaching, Bible-preaching, Bible-practicing church. But there's a lot of churches, well, they call themselves churches in America, that don't really preach and teach the Lord Jesus Christ. I was looking, saw in the news the other day where an atheist was a minister in a church, and they were going to let her go as a woman. They were going to let her go, but she took it to court, and the court said, hey, you can't let her go just because she's an atheist. She got to stay as minister of the church where she was supposedly a minister in a church. And I thought, well, that's a kind of a disgrace. But, you know, the court stepped in and said, oh, no, you can't just fire her because she's an atheist, a minister, she said, in a church. Only one way, that's Jesus. But, folk, you don't have to go inside the church building to get saved. You really don't. Well, I like this CD. It's a new CD, and it's called Bluegrass Gospel, Gonna Sing, Gonna Shout. And I'm going to be playing songs off of it today. Rick Lang wrote all the songs, he and some other songwriters, but he had a part in writing all the songs, and there's 12 great songs on here, and I hope you enjoy them all that I play for you today here on It's Gospel Time. Love to hear from you. The address, Roger Boone, 50 Boone Trail, Weaverville, North Carolina, 28787. And just found out that several radio stations that I've been on for years, there'd been some kind of a technical electronic glitch. Don't understand all that stuff. And I wasn't on there. And it wasn't a fault of mine, and it wasn't a fault of the radio station. It was an electronic glitch somehow. And they thought I'd just quit doing radio. And I haven't. So if I'm back on your radio station after a time, well, I'm sorry. And it wasn't my fault, and it wasn't their fault. And I don't understand all this digital electronic stuff. But if I'm back on your radio station, well, I've missed you. Well, not really, because I didn't know I wasn't on your radio station just a day or two ago. But hopefully you've missed me. Let's move along, and I'd love to hear from me. The address, Roger Boone, 50 Boone Trail, Weaverville, North Carolina, 28787. And I'm still at the same place. Hadn't been anywhere. Might have been in the hospital a few times since you've heard me. I don't know. 2018, I'm looking forward to it being over. Really, I'm looking forward to being over. It's been a stressful year this year. But looking forward to 2019, and we're getting there close. Hope you have a great Thanksgiving. Hope that Thanksgiving's great for you. Let's move along. Look into the Word of God in the book of 1 Corinthians chapter 7. 1 Corinthians chapter 7. We'll begin reading in verse 1. Alexander Scobie's actually doing the reading from the King James Version of the Bible, and I sure hope you'll follow along with us.
Now concerning the things whereof ye wrote unto me, it is good for a man not to touch a woman. Nevertheless, to avoid fornication, let every man have his own wife, and let every woman have her own husband. Let the husband render unto the wife due benevolence, and likewise also the wife unto the husband. The wife hath not power of her own body, but the husband. And likewise also the husband hath not power of his own body, but the wife. Defraud ye not one the other, except it be with consent for a time, that ye may give yourselves to fasting and prayer, and come together again, that Satan tempt you not for your incontinency. But I speak this by permission, and not of commandment. For I would that all men were even as I myself. But every man hath his proper gift of God, one after this manner, and another after that. I say therefore to the unmarried and widows, it is good for them if they abide even as I, but if they cannot contain, let them marry, for it is better to marry than to burn. And unto the married I command, yet not I but the Lord, let not the wife depart from her husband, but, and if she depart, let her remain unmarried, or be reconciled to her husband. And let not the husband put away his wife.
TV news takes a toll on you. It seems the fighting's never gonna end. It's just a waste of time to let your worried mind focus on the world and on its sin. 'Cause when it's all said and done, the battle's already been won. I've read the book, and I know how the story ends. Take a look, it's all written there, my friend. The tongue of every nation will confess the revelation. I've read the book, and I know how the story ends. We'll wipe off all the dust and open it back up. You can find the truth on every page. And if you have a doubt how it all plays out, or about who's in control today, brother, if you is all you need. I've read the book,
I've read the book,
and I know how the story ends. Take a look,
take a look.
It's all written there, my friend. The tongue of every nation will confess the revelation. I've read the book,
I've read the book,
and I know how the story ends. I've read the book,
I've read the book,
and I know how the story ends. Take a look,
take a look.
It's all written there, my friend. The tongue of every nation will confess the revelation. I've read the book,
I've read the book,
and I know how the story ends. Every knee of every nation will bow at the revelation. I've read the book,
I've read the book,
and I know how the story ends. I've read the book,
I've read the book,
and I know how the story ends.
Marty Rabin singing for us here on It's Gospel Time. Folks, I've done read the book, and I know how the story ends. Regardless what CNN, Fox News, and all the politicians may tell you, I've read the book, and I know how the story ends. That's good song right here on It's Gospel Time. Here's the Whites. Don't tune him out.
A true believer has his receiver. Set on things above and not below. Salvation, communication is dependent on a two-way radio. Don't tune him out.
God is talking to you, wants to be walking with you, be your redeemer and your friend.
Don't tune him out.
Take the time to listen for what your soul's been missing. Don't tune him out, just tune him in.
Seems like these days, with all the airwaves, sometimes it's hard to filter through the noise. One thing's for certain, if you ain't searching, you won't hear the Father's still small voice. Don't tune him out.
God is talking to you, wants to be walking with you, be your redeemer and your friend.
Don't tune him out.
Take the time to listen for what your soul's been missing. Don't tune him out, just tune him in.
Frequency. Yeah, he'll convict you, then he'll forgive you, teach you to live your life abundantly. Don't tune him out.
God is talking to you, wants to be walking with you, be your redeemer and your friend.
Don't tune him out.
Take the time to listen for what your soul's been missing. Don't tune him out, just tune him in.
Don't tune him out.
Take the time
don't
to
tune
listen
him out.
For what your soul's been missing. Don't tune him out, just tune him in.
Don't tune. That's him right, out, friend. Don't tune him out. Just tune him in. That's the Whites off a brand new CD, and I like that. That's off a CD entitled Bluegrass Gospel, Gonna Sing, Gonna Shout. Well, we're going to take a little short break, and then following the break, be right back in with you some more great gospel music. Please stay around, because we'll be back right after this.